Uber tuber, got an acai bowl, and I cried to myself, I did. Yeah. I did. I really cried. Once in a while. Verse 2. Let him in. Nah. Let him
in. This is it, bro.
This is what we running with?
The reunion tour.
This is what y'all all been waiting for.
Back, but we never left.
I don't know about that.
I'm trying to pause this music. Hold up. We about to get copyrighted.
Pause the fucking music, nigga. Hold on. Can't hear the eloquence in my voice over that hallelujah shit. Well, hello there, folks.
Great. Love that drink right in the middle.
Matter of fact, we might as well start this episode with our official... We ain't got a soundboard, so...
Can't afford it.
Cacti review. How do you... Did you even crack yours?
Nah, hold up.
It's behind you, bro. You got the...
I don't drink.
Pine nizzle apple flavor.
What flavor did you get?
I got the straw bizzle.
Overhyped?
You got to take a sip first, bro. I can't be giving these guys...
You got apple?
Nah, strawberry. They don't even got apple. Damn, it was worth the... I don't know if you should even gave it the...
It's habit.
How is it? Why would you? How you?
I'm gonna need another sip. 100% premium blue agave from Mexico.
100% of premium wool. What? Fuck, they putting in this shit nowadays.
Holy shit.
Nah, I heard the this is the same shit that's in the vaccine. To be honest, fucking shoot me up. Finger to the forearm.
That's what it said on the Moderna. Made with natural flavors.
Yeah, but I'm gonna keep it $150, bro. Yeah. I mean, then they not that good.
The vaccines, I know.
Oh yeah, I mean, no, you don't. Yeah. You ain't touching those.
I'm on my third one.
I'm not really feeling the seltzers, to be honest. But let's keep it $150 with the rest of the world. Seltzers aren't really it. Hot sunny day, then they fit.
Yeah, I mean, if it's cold, anything hits really.
True.
I don't know. It's hard. Like, White Claws are good, but like when, just saying it, I sound like I don't feel comfortable saying that.
I don't know why I'm getting so circumstance based. I just don't think seltzers are good. Like, I'm not looking to drink them unless the circumstances are right.
Nah,
like,
I feel you.
It's got to be over 150, humidity on 98%. There's got to be some shorties around. I got to be throwing my Mac out.
Were you going and buying it, or they was just there?
I'll never admit that I went to buy it, but, you know, I do sometimes.
Yeah, we bought some weirder shit than that, I'm sure. I think it's like the, what's it called? What's that? What's the seltzer? Not the seltzer. The the bubbly water that rich white people be drinking.
Sparkling water?
No. Yeah, but...
Oh, Buble?
No.
I don't know. What?
I got one in front of me.
Oh, you talking about Cherokee water. What is it? No, my bad. Hey, look, I didn't mean that. But... talking about LaCroix.
LaCroix.
I got family with the last name LaCroix.
Brother.
So.
LaCroix.
Slurp.
I just got that, bro. Shit went way over my head. Just everyone knows he's got family. I swear he knows some Native Americans. He's good.
Yeah.
No, you are. How much percent? About as much as there's alcohol in these cactuses.
Shit, if you put a point in front of it.
No, the LaCroix, bro, I feel like we've talked about LaCroix before on here, but I think it's just like the idea that this shit's fizzling. You know when you got like upset stomach because it's a Sprite hit? I think like something subconsciously makes you feel better while you're drinking like the
I think it's seltzers. Like that with a lot of carbonated hard drinks seltzers. Though. You know what I mean?
That's what I mean.
Carbonation in general be slapping.
That's
sometimes.
What I mean.
It's like 3 a.m. and there's a Coca-Cola next to your bed. It's the only time Diet Coke slaps is 3 a.m.
Hold on, we went from Coca-Cola to Diet Coke? Those are two separate entities.
Nah, they ain't that far off.
Bruh.
But
if I'm drinking pop,
do you like diet soda? Did you ever have an inkling for diet soda?
Dr. Thunder, does that count?
That is definitely not diet. That's just off-brand, bro.
That's the same shit.
That's like
you
saying...
You calling me poor?
But that's like saying, like, I don't know, like, Gucci is a fucking... Diet Louis Vuitton.
I don't think it's compared. All right, man. Welcome back, dude. That's episode 12.
We're finally out of these angelic numbers.
If you start in the podcast now, go 1 through 10 and skip 11. We was on some dickhead shit.
Delete 11 out your phone.
Damn. Not press download. We were just talking about it. I don't know what happened that day, bro.
That was a hell of a day.
I think it started off good, too. And then we just, like, I just was on some, like, I don't even want to
It was beautiful, but, like, it was a beautiful day. But at the same time, it was just, like, raw. Us, you definitely got exactly what we were going through.
There was
exactly
a lot more going into it than that, though. You know,
there was just eggs in the air in general. Yeah.
Fucking smell like dirty laundry,
eggs,
chicken.
But yeah, nah, you can go ahead and skip that episode 11. I mean, yeah, or you can go back and listen to it since we're putting so much fucking emphasis on it.
I know
on
you're
right
gonna
now
at this point. It was just me trying to, I don't know, I was just.
You were trying to tell me how bad I felt.
I was trying to, like, not convince you or something, but just, like, get you to say something, because I thought you were just being a little butthead about it. But we were just on some, like, brotherly
love
shit.
And to your defense,
shit.
I'm a butthead about a lot of
I know.
Shit.
That's why we was arguing. Either way, welcome to episode 12, man. We all above it.
12. Damn, it's been a little while.
I thought people thought we were done.
I feel new to this, not true to this.
Neutered a bit.
You can tell too. You can tell.
I know it's like dry as shit.
Yeah, you can definitely tell we ain't true.
Damn, I hope. Yeah, man.
Nah, either way. How you been?
I'm chilling, bro. I went through my little 6-7 month winter slump. Happens about every year at this point.
Just about.
Man, it's been dark, man. It's been a rough past. I've been kind of MIA. I've been kind of quiet, and I feel like. The last few years, I've just been going through these cycles of growth and falling backwards and falling forward and just like these cycles. But hopefully I'm coming out a little bit better after each time. I definitely am. But it's been a journey, man. It's been a fucking journey.
How's it like? When did you notice you were in a funk?
I'd say like the end of last year. I don't know what this kind of like, when did you start? I remember like you even mentioned some stuff. I remember. Okay. So like beginning of quarantine of 2020, definitely like hit a little wall, moved back home for a bit and hung out at my mom's for like 3-4 months. I just went back to visit and ended up staying there. And then, just going through it. I think it really is just like some seasonal depression shit. If I'm being honest, like I've been one to just try to be on my spiritual stuff and like do it all on my own. And I've fought meds and everything and therapy for far too long. And the, it's just been a cycle, and I can only attribute it to like some seasonal shit and kind of just being inside too much maybe. Or I mean, even though we were in LA, I think just like the winter months, I don't know if like I was just used to it from being in North Dakota for so long when I was there, but, it just kind of comes out of nowhere. Like nothing really externally is going wrong. Like life seems to be good. And it just starts like hitting. I'm just like, fuck, dude. It's like hard to get up. It's hard to be motivated. And then you're like aware of it all. So then it just like perpetuates itself into this vicious cycle. And then it gets to this point where like, I feel like I have no control over it. But it's funny because it's like, I would get on medication, be doing good, feeling good. And then I'd be like, I'm good, bro. This is all me. I'm doing all this. Like, I don't need these meds. And they throw the meds away. And they take like 2-4 months to get out your system. So I got off them October of 2020. Again, because I did it in 2019. October 2020. And then come like February of this year, I was just like, I can smell it coming back, bro. It's in my head. Feeling super negative, feeling just like unmotivated, lost, not knowing what to do, but like not knowing why. I was in a good spot. I was just chilling. Like, I think I had moved out of LA at that point, but I was around good people. I had people, like wonderful people in my life, like Chloe, that was just like right by my side, helping me out through everything. You were there, and it just kind of came out of nowhere, bro. So I'm back on the meds. I'm feeling a little bit better now. I'm finally catching a groove. Moved back out here to LA. So
how does that feel like? Now that you're back on meds, like, do you feel like you went through your trial and error of like, yo, I got an actual fucking chemical imbalance up top?
Yeah, I think here's the point that I finally got to, because I definitely like, there's such a part of me that like is against big pharma and like, you know, the government and money and just like capitalism and just all the everything. Everybody's out for money. So it's like, let's just sell them a problem and then we'll sell them a solution too. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So for me, it was like, avoiding that for so long and just like there's no way it could be a thing. They're just convincing me that I'm on this like spiritual grind. I could do it myself. I just need to eat better, eat healthier. Like I went through the diets, went vegan, did some exercise, did all this other stuff. And the one, like, all I know at this point, whether the chemical imbalances is real or not, I know physically, I feel, mentally, I feel better when I'm on them. So it's like, at this point, I don't give a damn about no, like,
straight up.
You know what I'm saying? Like, all I know is it works at this point.
Ain't damn about no stick.
So that's what
bro,
I'm gonna hold on, right?
About, like,
bro, I do dumber shit every day, like once a day, like that I have no problem doing. Let alone just taking a pill once a day. Like, I haven't,
definitely.
Like, I'm just trying to get at, like, it's no big deal. Like, I literally just, I see it and I just take it in the morning and it's like nothing.
Bro, that's like the one argument I have for the vaccine is that, like, bro, I be eating dog shit. Not literally off, like, the streets, but like, I'd literally be eating like terrible food that I don't like, bro, especially like the food truck. Like, yeah, they got their permits, but I don't know what they're doing on a Tuesday afternoon mixing up in that carne asada.
I feel like, you know, those are, I mean? Just, nah, I've seen the same trucks for years now. I feel like they just get one permit and it's good for like, you know, 5 years.
Okay, so exactly. So like, me sticking the needle to my arm, yeah, sounds a lot harsher, but I mean, you're literally ingesting food somebody put, like,
that's
together
what,
themselves.
Yeah, we're doing a lot weirder shit. And that's the irony, is that it's like, it's the stigma that comes around it. If you really break it down and take everything away from the vaccine, it's like, what's its purpose? It's purpose to make you, like, get,
not gonna
avoid
lie.
this whole ass virus and not transmit it to no one else, and you're good.
Not,
but it's like,
lie.
There's so much extra shit that comes around with it,
bro.
Same thing with meds. It's like, bro, if I take this medication, I'll feel better and not be so sad and depressed. It's like, oh, okay, cool, why not take it? But then there's so much shit that comes with it.
Yes,
there's 100%. So much that was tied
but
with
truly
it.
Bro, I trust Hector a lot more than the U.S. government.
Who's you thought?
I don't know. I like Hector. I'm guessing it's the dude that fucking goes,
nah,
like, runs my favorite taco truck.
Yeah.
But
the pastor,
his name's actually fucking, his name's actually Hector. Shout out to Hector.
Bro, they got religious meat up in there too.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind?
Pastor, you never had it?
Oh shit. Right over my head, bro. I'm gonna let that one go. No soundboard.
I always be fucking up. Like, can I get the pastor meat?
Nah, I feel you on that, bro. Like, I think especially like me being able to see like you kind of like gearing up to go through it almost. Like, I felt like
you could, like, smell it coming.
Yeah, not like I could like predict what your life was gonna be like, but like there was something about like the panic and worry that was in you, like, before you left, that, like, I couldn't help but feel like, bro, if that's what you're taking there, like, fuck. You know what I mean? If that's what you're leaving with, instead of, like, going there on, like, a good note, or, like, this is what I want to accomplish there. And then you did tell me some very uplifting, very warming things, like, about how you wanted to go isolate, and you wanted to, like, actually, like, sit down and, like, go through all, like, the literature you had, and you actually wanted to, like, sit in, like, your own solitude and be able to, like, harness these thoughts and go through these ideas that you have in your head that you kind of can't calm the noise here, you know?
Yeah.
And so, like, I was super understanding when you finally told me that. I remember being like, well, fuck, if you just told me that in the first place, like, I was like, I'd have been cool.
Right.
But then, like, there was all the panic and worry with it. And I was like, fuck, bro, like, it's gonna be tough. And, like, I kind of hit the same rough patch. I remember the day you left. I remember our little tears almost falling out.
We'll see you again, bro. This isn't goodbye.
Come on, this is just a phase change.
It's just,
but
this
no,
chapter.
I remember that day, like, happened, and then I remember, like, kind of freaking out a little bit that night because I don't think Vindog was home. So I remember, like, I was kind of just by myself, and I was like, damn, like, this nigga gone. Like, of course he could always come back, but shit, I really got to figure out how to do this my own way and, like, dolo, and, like, what is that going to look like? Mm-hmm. Like, because I hadn't quite imagined that yet. Like, yeah, we had our, like, distance. We had our own lives going on here while we were both here before, but it was never like, okay, you're actually here by yourself. Like, you got to figure this out. Like, how are you going to do it without your support system? Because you're definitely my support system, a big, like, huge portion of my, like, support system, bro. So, like, that was huge. And, like, the next day, it was the day after you left, I remember I went on a shroom trip. I was like, well, we don't do drugs here, but I went on a shroom trip. And I remember it just being, like, a release, bro. Like, I think I remember telling you, but I remember, like, laying on my couch, like, hour and a half in. I had The Gentleman playing, and I was, like, staring at the TV, not paying attention to the movie at all, and my body was, like, in convulsion, just shaking, right? Like I was nutting, bro, straight up. I wasn't touching myself. I didn't have my hand down my pants, nothing like this, right? But I was laying on my stomach, covered up with a blanket, just shaking. Like, but smiling at the same time. Like, this feels lovely. Like, like, sure, like, wasn't seriously, like, Molly shaking. Yeah, like, just like, you, oh my God, like, this shirts? Feels like, I wasn't talking during it, but I remember like peeking out the, like, the patio window and be like, dude, if anybody looks in here right now,
yeah, the window's wide
they
open.
Think I'm just probably dying, sure. Bro. Like, they're calling the police.
It's either season or
this
nutty.
Is not gonna happen. So, like, I remember, like, a day later, like, after that trip happened, I remember explaining it to one of our friends and him saying that, like, nah, like, that's you releasing. Like, that's one way people on ayahuasca, I don't know if it's a ayahuasca or if it's ayahuasca, but no, he told me that he's pretty experienced with it. And he told me that's a very common way people release energy, like, that let go of things and, like, kind of, like, shed, like, straight up, baggage. Yeah. So, like,
that it's like an exorcism type shit.
Yeah, that definitely felt like
I've had that.
That was eye opening. And I was like, damn, like, maybe I, like, definitely let go of a lot of stuff. So it opened my mind to, like, bringing in new things and, like, letting myself, like, do different things and, like, I don't know, just try stuff. And I remember, like, the first time you FaceTimed me, it was one of the first time you FaceTimed me after you left. And, like, I was showing you, like, my bedroom and shit like that. And you're like, what the fuck you been up to?
Like, oh, yeah. You
I'm like, bro, I don't know. I've just been, like,
you decked it out, bro. You had a the underglow on the bed.
And it was, I swear projector. It was therapy, bro. Yeah. I swear all that was therapy from, like, the whole split and, like, me trying to, like, figure out what the fuck is going on. Like,
man, I really do, like, I know you're not going to, like, let me, but I want to apologize. Like, I think just for me, not necessarily apologize, but I definitely have my, like, times where I'm like, fuck, bro, I really just left this man out here in California.
See, and that's not how it felt, though. It didn't feel like you, like, left me out there. It was more like you...
I mean, it was on, like... Yeah,
the hugest reason I'm even in this position. You are the actual reason I got to the position I'm in were because of the fucking talks we had in 2018 and 2019. Likewise, I wouldn't be there without you, bro. Like, I might have been there in 2025, but definitely not 2020. You know what I mean? So, bro. Like... No, you didn't leave me anywhere. You definitely, like, enhanced my life to the point where, like, I got the opportunity to be able to experience LA by myself. So there's really no need to apologize. I know you want to apologize. I'm not trying to invalidate your feelings. Like, your feeling of, like, being sorry for, like, supposedly leaving me here is valid. Like, you can definitely feel that way. But I just want you to know that, like,
no,
we good.
I appreciate you, bro. No, 100%. Good. And that's twofold, bro, because I wouldn't, as much as I, like, grabbed the reins at the beginning of this whole thing and just was like, let's just do it, and was kind of just like, dude, had the confidence of both of us.
Huge,
I didn't know what
bro.
I was doing, bro.
I know, that's what I'm saying, though.
So, and I feel like the roles is kind of flipped now, and, like, you kind of, like, you know, get to look out after me, and you have been, bro, just picking me up when I've been down, like, just swinging through the house. Cause this is, I'm in an Airbnb right now. It's the first time I ever lived alone, 27 years, you know, like, I've had roommates my whole entire life, and, you know, maybe they've been gone for a couple of months or whatever, but, like, just something about living on your own, so wild. But knowing that you right up the street and have, like, come through and just, like, come and hang out and just, like, pull up and be, hey, grab your camera, we're going to shoot, like, this got me out of it, because I don't know,
so fun.
I don't even like to go back into whatever the fuck was causing that funk. But either way, man, whether it's meds, combination of the meds, having a job, seeing you, getting outside, seeing, being back in the sun, all I know is it's working. But
so if we can mind us talking about your funk for just one sec.
Yeah.
Funks in general like that, I swear a lot of them, even mine especially, come from, I'm just going to say one of two things, because I could go on for a list of days. But, like, if I want to chalk it up to, like, two major ones.
Cacti. Is
not having anything to look forward to. And also not having any hobbies. Or things to do, or things to occupy your time. Looking because when forward. I feel like when I personally fall into distractions like social media, big old blanket, like Twitter, like point. Instagram, anything like that, or if I, like, fall into distractions of, like, watching movies and just, like, laying around, I definitely beat the shit out of myself. Like, I'll be enjoying the movie, choking myself out, talking about, you ain't doing nothing, no.
Like, tweeting about it.
Yeah, just straight up. Talking, like, tweeting about, like, yeah, I really got to get on my grind. Meanwhile, I'm, like, depressed as shit because I'm not doing anything, you know?
Like, almost robbing that moment from happening.
Straight up. So, like, I don't know. If anybody's going through some shit out there, just, if you ain't got no hobbies, and if you ain't giving yourself nothing to look forward to, go ahead and get some, because I don't got nothing for you.
Yeah, what do you say, for real? What's the advice, I guess?
The advice, advice on finding things to do and finding things to look
forward to. Because I'm still there, bro.
Small things. The answer's for me, too. Look forward to very, very, like, I feel like taking pride in the small, insanely tiny successes
throughout your day. I need some actionable examples.
Bro, the way I was freaking out over my MacBook earlier, and you were calmly like, nah, dude, chill. I'm not the one to, like, flip or freak out like that. And you were just, nah, bro, I'm just... like, chill. That's a huge fucking success in my book for you, because you're not that dude either. You're definitely not that dude. You're the one that, dude, you're the, exactly. No, fuck that. Actually, throw it out. I'll get you a new one. Fuck that. Like, dude, that's you. You know what I mean? But you had the patience and the time to just be like, nah, there's no way it's gone, bro. You're good. And then, like, it was the next, I don't even remember what the fuck we were doing, but, like, you literally, like, were like, nah, be all right. I'm like, bro, this is a new nigga.
Even from a week ago at this point. Bro, I'm telling you. Especially from 2018.
So, like, look, small successes over a week. Mm. You've gained control, at least a little bit, over, like, emotions taking you over. Mm-hmm. Or gained control over emotions running the show. Right. And knowing that emotions are going to be what they are, but your reaction to those emotions is a totally different realm, mm-hmm. you know? So I think that's a small success you can definitely, like, hype over, for sure.
Bro, I think, I'm trying to think, like, other just smaller things that I've been, like, trying to, it's not even that I got to convince myself, but I think my narrative has been so quick and so auto response to just be like, look what you should be doing, like, that's not enough, or like, here's the things that you need to be accomplishing. Like, yeah, that run was cool, but you should have ran twice as long, or you should.
Yeah, that run was cool, but you also take your vitamins every day. That run was cool, but you also eat like one of the healthiest motherfuckers I've ever met. Yeah, your run was cool, but you also fucking don't drink every fucking weekend. Right. Yeah, your run was cool, bro, but you're in fucking music school doing the shit you actually love, bro. Even when you question yourself, you know you love the shit. Bro, your small successes are insane. It's just hard to see them, bro. You live your life. You
that's
know
what I was getting. No, 100%.
I don't, so I can see them.
Well, that's the hard part, too, where a lot of my anxiety does come from is, like, you named all those things. I'm also aware of those. It's just that for some reason, my attention isn't there all the time. Those, yeah. So it's like, it really is a perspective thing. It's not that I don't really see what I'm doing. But it's like, I choose not to see those, or I almost overlook them to the point where it's just like, yeah, like, I should be doing that.
Yeah.
But like, so lately, I've been trying to just be like, dude, you got up on time. Like, you went for a walk, at least got outside, like this, like you said, the small things, brushing my teeth. Like, there's a lot of things that I auto do during my day that are like beneficial to me and taking care of myself, that I'm like, have become so routine that I'm just like, yeah, it's whatever. Like,
yeah, they're not enough to get you excited.
Exactly.
Anymore.
But it's like, nah, that's awesome, man. Like, I did my dishes today. I did this, you know, those little small ass things. It's hard. It's hard to, cause I'm just like on some grandioso, like, I want to do something big in this world, and me doing my dishes and brushing my teeth and going for a 2 mile run ain't gonna be nothing.
Yeah,
but that's what I was getting at earlier.
It's gonna compile true.
Yeah, no, and that's kind of why I, like, was apologizing. I guess was more so like, it was kind of shame that I had for myself. I mean, it's hard to say shame, but that's just, I guess, where I was at. But most of my life, I've done a lot of these, like, grand, extreme moves or big ass changes when I was uncomfortable and something wasn't going good. So whether it be like moving back home back in 2020 for those 3-4 months, coming back, like moving from Sacramento to LA, like, out of nowhere,
so chaotic.
And it's like, yeah, it's like anytime something would start to get uncomfortable or I wasn't like content or stuff was getting a little more challenging, like, I would just be like, let me just go do something big, because doing something big, like, I'm doing something big, something, and I did something big, well. But it's like, yeah, what I moved to LA, like, that's cool, and I'm really proud of myself, both of us, but it's like, now what? I'm here, what am I doing next? And with this, like, hold on to the high of doing something dramatic every time. So that's like another reason I moved back home. I was like, I'm gonna go build a house out in Montana and, like, just be on some isolated, like, man in the woods type dude, and like, that's just where my head was at. And I was like, this will be the extreme thing that can get me out of my funk. And what I've come to realize, like, after going home, because I wasn't in like a horrible place leaving, I was pretty confident in wanting to go home and do all that stuff, but by the time I got home and it didn't really pan out, and it's like, that wasn't the move, and I was just sitting with myself and my thoughts for all them times, and just like not having a job and doing whatever, like, that's when I was like, oh dude, you just been like kind of on some corny shit, like, this running away from yourself. Like, you just, like, looking for your happiness and success and, like, total external things. And but because I read all these books and stuff, I'm just like, nah, that's not what you're doing, bro.
But I think you're finding happiness in a lot of those things, but you're just not finding fulfillment.
Well, I don't think I was, like, whole with my...
I know I'm just talking words, like, when I say happiness or fulfillment. But, like, I think in my head, anyway, happiness is, like, short-term shit. And then fulfillment is, like, longevity.
Feeling,
you know what I mean? When you're, like, fulfilled, it's, like... like moving to LA, I'm fulfilled over, like that fulfills me is moving to LA. But like all the little intricacies in between, like it's a lot of like little happy shit reaching towards the next real big fulfilling thing. Like our right. big like strides usually are pretty, pretty fulfilling. Right. And then we accomplish those and we get fulfilled and we have that in our bag now. But like, where's the happiness going to come from? Okay. You know what I mean? Right. Like the fulfillment's finished. But as far as like smiling, laughing, having joy throughout our day to day, like that comes with like that, that we won't get that from these huge, tremendous things. Right. Like we made $1 million tomorrow. Right. Like, yeah, it'd be fulfilling, but what are we going to do with that money to keep ourselves happy like for longer?
And it's not to say that I didn't even have those, because sometimes when I talk on it, I'm just like acting as if the only time I was excited is when we moved to LA and then it was all downhill from there. But what, that's why
I'm doing big shit.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm gaining this perspective back to focus on and place my attention on all those times I did have happiness. I had so much happiness. I think if I could boil it down to two words, it was really just like unmet expectations. Ooh. Although I was having fun and enjoying myself and meeting beautiful humans and like doing crazy stuff and had a beautiful job, beautiful friends, like doing all this crazy fun photography, shit. Going to these parties up in Hollywood Hills, like all this stuff. For some reason, it still wasn't like, I wasn't feeling whole with who I was, nor was I concrete in like really what I was doing out here. But I was surrounded by a bunch of people that, I'm not gonna say like everyone's got their shit figured out here, but like, you know, there's a lot of established people here. And for me, being around that, I was just like, I gotta be doing some more. I gotta be doing more. So I wasn't able to like really bask in those moments of happiness and joy, but they were there. It's just that I will focus on the crappier yeah. times so much more, or the lack of like that those times weren't good enough or something. So now I'm just kind of getting to that spot of like, really, I say be appreciative of the small wins, but I never really knew how to like feel that. I would say those things. I would say all these things that I read, and like it helped a lot of people, and it would kind of work for me sometimes. But like I'm finally walking the walk, and the irony is that I'm in one of like the craziest, most innovative, creative cities in the world. Trying to find myself, this probably like that was my kind of goal going back home this past few months, was like really just finding myself, hanging out with me and figuring stuff out. And I kind of did that. It started going south a little bit. I came back out here because my school's opening back up, and like living alone, bro, you know, it's, I really starting to like figure that out a little bit and just feel comfortable with me. And it was horrible at first. I sat here when I first moved in, like half my stuff packed or unpacked, like literally crying for like 2 hours, bro. Just like not even knowing why. I mean, I never felt better after crying, but like I was going through it. I'm just like, what am I doing? And again, it's like, you know, you only hear so much on this podcast or social media or some of the friends that I talk to, you know, you only see like the surface stuff. It's like, dude, you're doing this and you're moving there and you're going to school. It's like,
yeah.
But when you're having that internal conflict, man, none of that shit matters. All these outside successes that like may look like I'm killing it, it's like, when you're not feeling good on the inside, I really can't see any of that. Mm-hmm. So I guess just the overall title of this chapter is really just like perspective, because it's, again, there's nothing really wrong going on outside in my real world. It's just that I'm not focusing on those things and paying attention and also feeling them. Like, you know, I'm trying to journal, and just I really, at the beginning of journaling, just caught myself just writing shit down, just to write shit down, not really believing it, not really feeling it. Like I'll be trying to manifest and like write down all these goals, but I don't really feel it. I don't feel like I believe it. I don't feel like I can actually achieve it, but I would just write it down. I'm like, hopefully I can fake it till I make it. And like slowly but surely, I'm starting to just be more present while I'm writing it and feeling it. Cause again, I think with like those big moves that I was talking about and just doing extreme things and getting these quick highs, was that I would do the thing that made me feel good. I would read the motivational book. I would write down in the journal because that's what was supposed to help. I would just do all these things thinking it'd be like a quick fix. But now I'm realizing like, dude, you gotta be present during these things and like apply yourself and like feel it and get the emotions out. That's something that I've really learned from you, bro, that like, especially with you writing down music and really being in tune with yourself. I've never met anyone with more, like more of an ability to describe your inner world and translate your thoughts and translate what you're seeing to from people and people's energy, and just like watching you, just a translator, bro, straight up. Like you're insane at that. That's one thing I absolutely love about you, and that's one thing that I'm just like, oh, how come I'm not like this? How come I can't think of these magical words and write these things down and be lyrical and really explain how I feel? It's like, because I was just rushing through, trying to just like whiz through and say the good, fun, hard-hitting, crazy stuff that would just like get people's attention or like be cool coming off the tongue or just sound outlandish. For you. Right. And it's like, Yeah. And I would convince myself that I was.
A lot of the time I don't either. And I come up with the most bullshit, half-assed, like, I'll reread it and I'll be like, that's not me.
I got a TikTok about this. I can
tell when it's not me.
And it's on old podcast. I got a video of me talking about you telling me that one time. And we talked about on the podcast about saying the only way you get good at it, though, what you know what you're saying is, like, literally just keep saying it.
Yeah.
So even though we was bullshitting all them times, it's like you catch your footing
better.
After a while.
We got better.
And it's and
you're changing my mind, honestly, on the whole not having something to look forward to will most likely cause you depression. No, it's probably not, like you said, it's probably not just you not having something to look forward to, but because you could have something to look forward to. And if you're not meeting your own expectations and you're not actually fulfilling those things that you're looking forward to, like, oh, I'm looking forward to this, and then you get there and you never did anything about it, fuck, that's gonna be 10 times worse than you just like not even having the expectation, you know what I mean? If you have the expectation then you don't meet it, it's like, oh fuck, well I must be a failure then, because I could think of it but I can't do it.
Well, the crazy part too is, like I said, with the unmet or more so unrealistic expectations of, like, either one of two things happen that cause a lot of, like, pain, especially for me personally. It's either having these, like, crazy ass goals and never meeting them, but like not really even sure of, like, if that's what you wanted to do.
So you never gave it a full shot.
You're disappointed anyway. Yeah. Or two, which is kind of the same as one, which is, like, you don't know any, like, if you don't, like, having an being, what's it called? I was reading a book that was talking about it. It's just called, like, not getting sidetracked, but getting, I was talking to you about it. It's called the, the devil, Conversations with the Devil, I think it's called, by something Hill, the Think and Grow Rich dude. Either way, drifting, excuse me. So they talk about, like, the devil, like, he has this, like, fake interview with the devil, and they, like, have a conversation about, like, how he does his tricks and what are his tricks and blah, 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 blah. And he's like, the number one trick that I have is, like, he wrote it as if he was actually, it's a really good book. Conversations with the Devil, I think it's called. Or beating it, I got it somewhere. But anyway, he said the worst thing that you could do is drift. And basically just went into depth of, like, that unsurety, like, not knowing, literally drifting, kind of just zoning through life and not having any goals, not having anything to look forward to. And I think that's kind of where I was at, was like this, I know I want to do something big, but I'm not clear on what I want to do. But beating myself up almost as if I had the clarity and somehow should be doing more. But it's like, My inner self, ego, whatever you want to call it, it's like, dude, we're just doing what you're telling us to do. Why are you getting mad at us?
What you taught us as
well. So it's like,
you haven't taught us what you really want, and you haven't taught yourself the things you're really striving
but
for.
But expected me to have some results.
Yeah,
but I don't even know what the hell I want.
If you don't know what you want and you've never really sat down, I mean, you could, because I've had plenty of times where I've sat down and told myself I'm going to think about what I want, who I want to be, and who I'm supposed to be, maybe what my purpose is, and never really actually had the conversation, just kind of had, like, the bullshit sit down with myself. It's probably going to sound crazy over the airwaves. It might maybe not make sense.
Well, how do you ever get to an end, bro? It changes every day.
Exactly. But, like, and not knowing what the fuck it is. Like, more so trying to understand yourself when... It's like talking to yourself in a mirror if there was no reflection. It's like,
you
got to
be the one asking and answering.
Expecting yourself to know exactly what the fuck you want at that time is hard when you've never had that combo with yourself. Because a lot of people don't, like, we can say we sat and, like, thought about it, but, like, really,
what am I doing while we're here?
me personally, I'll tell myself to go, like, or in the past, I told myself to go sit down and think about, like, who you want to be, what you want to do. I'll sit down, maybe fucking 45 seconds tops is spent doing that. The next 10 minutes is me just fucking winding through thoughts, like fucking, like, exhausting myself through the hills of my mind. And then the 10 minutes goes by and I'm just onto something else. And then I'll come back to the next day like, oh yeah, no, I definitely sat down and thought about what I want to do with myself. What came to mind? Can't remember shit because I never got anywhere.
Right.
You know what I mean? I literally sat there and didn't do anything. So, like, the times I actually have sat with myself and thought of my purpose, what that might be if I have one, who I am, who I want to be, what I want to do, I want to say it's only been like twice, truly when I've really sat with myself. And both times have been like very overwhelmingly like, what would even be the word? Just not knowledgeable, but eye-opening. And like awakening and like, oh fuck, that's who I am. Mm-hmm. Oh fuck, That's what I want to do. Like
those little glimpses.
Yeah, and more so like not me personally. I got to this point where I'm like, man, I might have this divine purpose, but it could, my divine purpose could also be whatever the fuck I make it. You know what I mean? And whatever I actually feel like I want to do, because really, like, that's what's gonna not schedule, but that's what's gonna define my time, yeah. And that's gonna dictate what I do with my day. Is the right. things I actually like to do and the things that like I want to do. Because if like I have myself scheduled, if I have myself scheduled to like do a bunch of work that I don't want to do for the day, and I get home and I sit on my bed, I'm definitely crashing out for like some hours and apologizing to niggas that I didn't meet up. Right. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah. But I did what, like you said, I did what I wanted to do. Right. I can't beat myself up over me actually wanting to go to sleep because I didn't want to do the other shit. You know what I mean? Like I actually did exactly what the fuck I wanted to do because I didn't know where my purpose lied within that. And right. I didn't have any like strong fucking like anchor holding my heart down to this one thing. Right. And now I finally kind of like,
and I don't go ahead.
I just feel like I finally kind of like scratched away mm-hmm. just the smallest amount of the surface of that actual mountain called like my purpose or called my dreams. Mm. I feel like I've finally scratched the bottom and been like, oh, okay. Oh, that's what you like. Oh, shit. Mm. Like, and like kind of just starting to fall into it when I thought I started it years ago.
Right.
And who knows? Maybe in 2 years I'll say the same shit. Right. Like, you know what right. I mean?
We've
and
been like, saying it for 2 years.
That's what I'm saying. And hopefully, you know what? Honestly, on one end, I kind of hope that my life keeps doing that because it's kept me excited and open to new things and curious. And like, honestly, it's kept me evolving for so long. Like, but at the same time, I would like to focus on something and settle in something and like really just work at something and see what I can accomplish. Because I know there's also happiness and fulfillment in that, you know?
I think it's more, 100%. I think one thing I've noticed, I think we talked about this earlier, but just the idea of like, who you are, the energy you bring in, the feelings that you are feeling while you're doing those crafts. Like, I guess like while you was talking, I kind of thought of our purpose being like that, like not the actual craft, not Tyrell, the animator, Tyrell, the rapper, Tyrell, the actor, musician. It's like Tyrell, the individual with the crazy ass energy that like brings good vibes and like a good ear and a good heart to everything he does. And like, that's what the purpose is.
Cause that even feels better.
Right.
Like that's those titles, if that's what we want to call them, mm-hmm. just fucking like those pleased my ear. Just you saying them. Thanks for saying that. Like that sounds
straight
way
up. Straight
that
up.
Feels better. I'd love to have that play through my mind constantly.
I'd love to have it on my Indeed for sure.
Do fucking
or my what's the other one?
I put in so many applications on that.
How many? When we got to LA,
like 460 on Indeed, and then 230 or some shit like that on ZipRecruiter.
Wow, bro! Can you share what you're doing now?
I mean, I
came
I
a like, long way, bro.
I feel like motherfuckers know. Well,
fill
I mean,
in.
I don't know.
Tell, give him like the rough back, like backstory. Like you just linked up with a friend from back home and you talked to you in a couple of years.
I guess so. I was on Indeed.
Don't forget the thumb.
So I was on Indeed one day. I was just going through the itinerary of what my job interviews were going to be today. So I'd ride around on my bike every day, or size bike every day. In full suit, like full
that same ass sweaty lemon shirt.
Oh my gosh, bro! Like every time, and like I'd be riding through LA in the heat on this bike for miles, 10 miles at a time sometimes, and like going to interview. So I woke up one day and I saw that there was one interview on my itinerary that was Stupid Buddy Studios, and it was spelled Stoopid Buddy Studios with two O's. And I was like, oh, this is fucked up. Okay, so now Indeed just be playing jokes like this. Like, this is really what we do to people. People out here looking for fucking jobs. And you know I'm stressed out. Like, what the fuck is this? But I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna Google it. So I Googled it, and it ended up being a stop motion studio, a pretty prominent one that does, like, Robot Chicken and a bunch of other stuff. And I was like, oh, shit, cool. Well, I mean, like, I'm pretty nervous now. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I was like, fuck it, I'm going today. And so I went in, and bro, I had one of the best interviews of my life. Probably the best interview I've ever had, and it was simply because they cared about my credentials, even though I didn't have any at all in film. I had zero film credentials whatsoever.
What was the job for initially?
It was for facilities coordinator,
maintenance man,
in a sense. I was mostly like doing runs for the owners and like getting them lunch, stuff like that. Like,
right.
Just basic stuff. And like I had no credentials whatsoever to even be in the film industry, and they didn't give a fuck. They really were just constantly, the whole interview, they just kept asking me what kind of person I was and the things I enjoy and like what kind of books am I reading now. And like I was just happened to be so lucky to have known you and gotten into all these books and all this spiritual shit and all this like positivity. And like, I brought that to the table and they loved it. And they, more or less, they ended up giving me a job. my third day at work, I chopped the tip of my thumb off. It grew back, by the way, ladies. So
barely.
I can still text y'all. I probably won't. But no, nah, like I chopped like the top of my thumb off. I remember being stupid and embarrassed. Like it wasn't even like it obviously hurt, but like the overwhelming feeling above everything was the fact that I, on my third day of work at this fucking place, I chopped my fucking tip of my thumb off. And so I remember being hella depressed. I rode home on my bike that night and fell off my bike hard as fuck. Fell off that bike hard as fuck. Like did a front flip over the top in front of Warner Brothers. So there was hella people outside, like watching me just like thumb taped up, like body just hurting. They were watching a man at his lowest. So like I remember I got home and I fell asleep on the balcony outside. just tuckered out.
Bro. I remember, yeah. You just like came in, didn't say nothing, and went right out there.
Yeah, but then
thumb wrapped up.
Yeah, the pandemic hit, and then I was out of work for like 2 months. Then they brought me back pretty early. Shout out to my boss, Big Rob, the homie. I love Rob, bro. No, but, he brought me back real early, had me leading the team. And I had only worked there a month before that. So that was surprising. It was just miraculous. Super lucky to be in the position I was. And then
throw that shit out.
My boss is now Alex and Frankie. They picked me up to work on this show. I don't even know if I can disclose what it is.
No, you're good. But yeah, tell them what you was doing, though. Because this is completely separate from what you signed up to do there at work.
Yeah, yeah. No, so they picked me up to... set, build, and fabricate, like to
like pretty much, art shit.
Yeah, like to actually like build the things that are that all these puppets and all these like actual animation or animated characters will be in, like actual real life, like just miniature buildings, miniature like rooms, like top to bottom, whatever you'd see in the background of an animation or like props in an animation, like just all of it. And so like they really took a chance on me and let me just do my thing. And I honestly think it was just based off like they just like kind of the person I was.
The energy, honestly, those things that I listed like earlier, bro. I'm telling you, you
giving out good vibes, bro. Facilitating vibes and mood banging. You feel me? I've been mood banging for months. Bro. But nah, yeah, I feel like whenever anybody asks me about it too, man, like I always just say it's luck. But I truly, truly, truly do feel that. And if I had a better word to encase how I feel, all this shit happened, bro. Like from top to bottom, bro, me meeting you to me being in the position I'm in to make music, to make a podcast, to act in certain shit, to work in the film industry, to be around these people, to be around the people I'm around and like write films with my friends. Like, honestly, it all started was reading these books, bro. It all started at those little tipping points where we were like, man, this shit might be too much. And the other one would be like, nah, we got this. Nah, we're gonna run this to the top.
There's gotta be more.
Bruh, so like, I don't know. This is a roundabout way to like talk about where I work, but at the same time, like us being there for each other in those fucking those dark ass moments where like neither of where one of us was just fucking down bad and there was no coming back in like their mind, but one of us kept our fucking head above water and we've consistently done it for some years now. Mm-hmm. And I'm mad thankful for that because I can't really put that in nobody else's hands. Like truly, like I feel like whatever this twin flame soulmate shit's been popping off, we've been running it up
straight up.
Even when it gets fucking like sad and depressed and lonely, like those are just fucking emotions and those come with life. We're here with those. Like learning how to guide your way through those rather than learning how to get rid of them. Like chasing happiness around, is just the bro. Fucking, it's I almost said sorry.
It took I did us 3 years.
I didn't mean to say sorry, but chasing happiness. No, chasing happiness isn't sorry, but chasing happiness is very, you're missing out on half the fucking mix, half the equation, because life is kind of fucking tragic, bro. And it takes those deep ass lows, those shitty ass fucking times for you to appreciate the good ones. And it sounds mad cliche, but it's fucking cliche for a reason. You know what I mean?
Bro.
Like, you need shit.
You don't understand. You don't even have a measurement of what good is without them. Like, I wouldn't be feeling so good right now. Like, this, to me, I'm not doing shit, bro. I'm really not. Like, right now, I'm still just, like, working right now. I went for a run yesterday. Like, I'm eating better, a little bit cool, but it was whatever. It's not shit. But because of how low I've been the last 6 months, like, bro, I feel like I'm on top of the world.
This is your world.
Right. Well, my world right now, 100%. Facts. No.
But I get what you're saying. Don't let me dismiss what you're saying.
I like what you... No, but it's true, though. And that's the irony, though, is that it's like it comes with those ebbs and flows, the troughs. What'd you call it? Troughs?
Oh yeah, crescent troughs.
That too.
Hey, back to the whole devil thing. What were you gonna say about that? Did you finish your thought?
Yeah,
about the
devil thing? Saying about drifting and how like having being uncertain, man. Like I remember someone said once, like a man without, or just you know, humankind, a human without a
purpose,
goal. Yeah, without exactly, human without a purpose, is like a fish with no water, kind of. You know, it's like not that you have to have them, but it really sure does give you somewhere to aim your sights. And like, although we don't need to know exactly where the target is, the fact that I'm aiming it in its direction is what's important.
And aiming and shooting somewhere.
Shooting.
That's something Ed told me. As long as we shoot. Shout out to Ed, not that EDD. Shout out to that boy. First time I met him, I remember him telling me, him and Makai both telling me, bro, just shoot the ball. Just like shoot. Every time I come, like, cause I sometimes like, just like my mouth start moving and I just be complaining, bro. Yep. Just be like, how do I get to this? Or like, how do I maneuver my way through? He's like, bro, you just gotta shoot. Just wake up in the morning and start shooting, bro.
I caught you doing it today. You're talking about opportunity you had coming up. You're like, oh, I don't want to do this. I want to do that. I go, bro, just go do it. You're like, yeah, but then I'm like, just go do it, man. Straight up. Like you give me all these things and we did it with the podcast, especially at the beginning, you know? And even throughout it, with just like, I don't want it to be like this, I don't want to be like that. But it's just like, the only time we're going to learn is by just turning the damn microphones on.
I feel like this podcast got divine timing to it, too, though.
It really do.
Truly. Like, really, really. Like, all the times we could have sat down and done this.
Right.
Like, the fact that we did it now is like, I like it more.
It's beautiful. Yeah, I'm definitely in a way better headspace.
Yeah, and on top of that, like, bruh, I'm down to have this thing going until we 45.
I swear to God.
Year and a half break, y'all. Hey, look, listeners. y'all might not get another episode.
Hey, man, I was in jail. I was in jail for the last 3 years, but I'm back.
Three kids by the time y'all get in episode 13.
I'm 78, still no vaccine. Had COVID 43 times.
I'm still kicking though.
Can't smell shit.
Yo, you
cacti still smell like shit though.
Shout out Travis Scott.
Shout out Travis. If I ever get somewhere famous, I love them. They're delicious.
Nah.
Switch up real quick.
I'm not drinking that shit in front of you, Trav. Fuck. Give me some 1942 or something.
I'd rather touch a real cactus. They're not horrible. It's a little sugary, though.
No, they're
though.
Not. Dude, honestly, I'm keeping Buck 50 my favorite seltzer.
You ain't had a lot of seltzers, baby.
My favorite seltzer. I'll take that over a Truly, a White Claw, or a Bud Light seltzer.
Mm. I've been drinking Natty Lights.
The strawberry ones?
Or no.
Oh,
like the natural, those.
It's the actual natural
maybe.
Ice ones?
Yeah, it was got those, I don't even know. I don't know shit. I told someone the other day, they're like, hey, you drinking Natty Light? That's like a cigarette smoker saying you're a smoker. Like, bro, you got the shorts.
You smoke Marlboro Reds, bro.
Like,
bro, fucking you a cowboy killer.
You smoking cigarettes. Like, this ain't no competition.
We're both disgusting.
I'm an effect drinker, bro. I'm not here for the taste, bro. Anybody that drink beer, like, casually, tops off to you. I can't taste it. I'm here for, like, the effect. I'm not, like, have a beer with dinner type shit.
Same. That's why, dude, honestly, that's why, like, when it comes to liquor, I just won't. I don't like drinking tequila. I'll drink it. Nobody asked.
No one bought out tequila
bro,
at all.
But if we're talking about taste.
I don't even like it. Like, no one said nothing about it, bro.
If we're talking about taste and alcohol, though, like.
Tequila, it don't taste good or give you
tequila
good.
Doesn't taste horrific to me because it just doesn't taste as bad as vodka. Vodka or
really?
Gin. But the effects of it. I don't know what the fuck is in tequila's chemical makeup, but that should be reacting to my brain and telling me, bro, just get naked and fucking pass out somewhere you shouldn't be. Like, you'll be fine. Like, dude, for real.
No,
like,
one's even home.
I'm not one to like text people or like call people when I'm faded. I'm usually away from my phone, but I'll definitely act outlandish.
That. Wait, that's what tequila does?
To me?
Yeah.
It just makes me act outlandish. It doesn't make me text or nothing like that.
I might have to try it. I can blame half of my horrible horrible evenings on Ciroc alone. Ciroc, the sponsor of all my horrible decisions when it comes to texting people at 3 a.m.
Fuck Ciroc, boy. You talk about sad boy.
But you know what's crazy? I was talking to my friend about this because I had to apologize to her the other day. I'm just like, I'm sorry for hitting you up at 3 a.m. She's like, oh, she's like, I'm just used to like getting upset right away if it's a dude texting me at 3 a.m. Like, she's like, must be from college or whatever. I'm like, no, I definitely get the implications. I was like, it wasn't even that at all. Like, I'm not even trying about that. Like, for real, I wasn't. Like, just a good friend of mine, but I just haven't talked to her in a while and I felt like bad because I haven't talked to her. But what I told her was, I was like, I wasn't drunk confident, like, hey, let's hook up at 3 a.m. I was literally just like, that was the first time in a minute, like a year and a half, that I hadn't drank. And that was the first time that, like, my fucking, I know this ain't good. And I'm not turning into an alcoholic, but like that was the first time my anxiety like really went away, and I wasn't overthinking like, fuck, she's probably not gonna want to talk to me because I haven't talked to like nobody, bro. I've been talking to like a lot of people, not on purpose, but like that's just, I haven't had the energy or like
liquid felt,
like,
courage is real,
right? So that's what I told her. I'm like, this wasn't like no me trying to hook up. Like, I just felt confident enough to finally hit you up and say, hey, like, I definitely know it's wild that there's 3 a.m. But
dude, apparently I'm a sexual deviant off tequila.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And I've only heard it from like other accounts because I black out, bro. Like, well, hold on.
From not texting to blacking out. You don't know what you was doing.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm just not the type of drunk dude to even text people. Well, I'm not even the type of person in general to text people. So it makes sense that like when I'm drunk that like I also don't text people. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I got a lot of friends that like straight up just like phone me anytime they faded.
They're lit, yeah.
Anytime they faded. And like there's love there. Like I love that you thought about me while you're like fuck in your drunken stupor and you want to show me
see,
some
that's
love.
How
like,
I look at
I love
it.
You too. You know what I mean? Saying? But at the same time, cut it short. Make it 10 minutes.
Yeah, make like, it short, bro. Hey man, remember that time back in 2017? No, it's 3 a.m.
No, it's 3 a.m. Good night.
If you still remember tomorrow, hit me up.
Straight up though.
Nah. It depends on the mood I'm in when they be calling.
How you feel about drinking after your hiatus?
I come from like, I kind of have like a family line of people that have had poor relationships with alcohol. So definitely have convinced myself that I've had like a, you know, a predisposed, you know, condition to it, or like that I'm capable of becoming like an alcoholic or having those issues. And I definitely have had my stint of like drinking too much, man, and binge drinking, and not like, not even on some depressed shit, but just like drinking too much and having a poor relationship with it. So I think now, like I said, with drinking like the Natty Lights here and there, like I really enjoy that nice little buzz. Like it's fun, you know. I know the ultimate goal in life is just to enjoy shit sober, and I definitely like being sober more than anything, but I'm just trying to build a healthy relationship with it rather than having to have this like mindset of cutting it all off and just saying no to everything. And this kind of like for me to show me that I can have control and do things in moderation and try not to. It's liquor for sure. That we get.
It's lovely though. I've honestly seen you be able to do things in moderation better than I have. Like when I like
say the same
because bro, I'm like the devil's advocate when I come around, bro. I feel like I just be bringing like introducing you to all kinds of shit you don't need. Like you know what I mean? Like not like that. Like it's not the horrible shit, but like there's definitely like little like.
Like
vape,
what?
Like vapes. Okay. Or like fucking like me bringing some weed around. Because right. Like, yeah, I'll smoke it. But like some of the times I don't even fucking like, I'm not like really with smoking like that. Like,
right.
I brought two fucking things rolled over here tonight. I didn't even touch either one of them just because I feel like fine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just like I definitely use them to enhance certain like feelings and enhance certain vibes. So like if the vibes are already good, shit, they could fucking dry the fuck out on the counter. You know what I mean? Like
same here. Ahead. Yeah. Same here. And I think that's what back to my answer or like kind of what you asked was like, that was my fear of having that kind of relationship with it to where I was like, am I only doing this because I feel better when I'm doing it? That's the only time I can be myself. That fear is definitely still there. And I definitely do feel better when I'm drinking, but you know, it's trying to just find that little bit of, it's weird, bro, because it's usually like an energy thing for me. Like, not that beer gives me energy, but like something like another stimulant, like caffeine. It's like something about me just having more energy. And I swear I'll be getting good sleep. I'll be trying to do my diet shit. Like I'm really doing as much as I can and just not having energy. But anytime I get some sort of stimulant at all, like I just feel so much more, I don't want to say myself, but this like free and like obviously energized, but like more creative, more involved, more like just like the human that I know myself to be and just like my best self when I'm not anxious. So it's like the only time that I found that is like when I'm energized or like even a beer gives me a little bit of like that whatever, like shutting shit off. Yeah, so it's like, it's kind of like the meds.
Want to cut you off, but I wanted to say like the same thing about like motherfuckers taking vitamins, people that want to eat healthy because it makes them feel better, people that want to like do certain things or use certain substances, whether that be a fucking cucumber, not like that, or it be like some straight up like meth, like Adderall or something. Like, sorry to go deep in, but like,
well, I think they each have their own side effects, if you will.
Of course, yes, they do. And like, you eating healthy has less negative effects than something that like would make you feel good, like eating healthy would. If you were doing like some like type of drug that made you feel healthy, it made you feel healthy, but the side effects were way worse and made you look fucking crazy, made you act crazy, made you seem like you're too much, but you felt good. You know what I mean? Like if someone were to do Adderall,
but that's the thing though. That's the conversation. Is like, is that a sense of genuineness or is that a false sense of this is who I am? Do you know what I mean?
Yes, it definitely could lead to a false sense of who I am, and then dependency.
Well, I think each thing has its own, like, this is who I am.
I mean, fuck, I don't know. If I'm eating burgers instead of vegetables and I feel fine, is that who I am? Or is the vegetables who I am?
I think that's more so, like, fuel to, like, keep your human going. Now, these things are, like, coming in and actually affecting your mood on purpose.
Yeah, because you don't food, need like, them. Food, like, can affect. You don't need
a byproduct of food and shitty food and good food is your mood, for sure. But it's, like, that's not why you take them.
Bro, I just tried to compare cucumbers to meth. This is the last fucking time I'm getting on here and trying to spit holy views. Shit. Jesus Christ. I was trying to run that one up. If you're
going to pick something, man, go to the...
holy shit.
Yeah, go to the produce section.
Well, we're going
to
name this one fucking methamphetamine.
Meth and cucumbers.
Oh, God. I got 10 million things I can talk to you about, bro.
Let's do a couple more.
Oh, okay. Where the fuck could I land?
I don't know. I feel we'd be having like the craziest phone calls every day.
Yeah, I know.
And then I'm like, we should put a microphone in front of us. And then like,
my heart poured the fuck out. I think there's honestly actually something we could get better at.
Yeah.
In these podcasts is just being vulnerable.
Oh, hold up. I just told everyone how to press.
Well, I know that. Okay, my bad. I could work on something that I could totally work on is being more vulnerable and not being scared to like talk about things that I'm going through right now.
What you going through?
Bro.
He eating his words. Well, fuck, I thought you'd go first.
Well, now I gotta be vulnerable. I said next episode, bro.
He's like, dude, the way my feet look in these socks.
Anyway.
That, you know what's funny about all this? Is the motherfucking coffee, bro. This is exactly why we was arguing in the last episode. Because I said coffee affects you and you said it didn't. And I'm gonna bring it back. And I'm just like, one cacti deep. I'm gonna bring it back. We gonna get it solved. No, I've been mustering it.
Vulnerable shit. Like, I've definitely been like working my way through loneliness. Like, sometimes I can't tell whether I'm actually like feeling alone, and I don't like it, or if like my alone time isn't filled with things that I can benefit myself with. Because whenever I'm like making music or I'm like mixing vocals or anything like that, time goes by so different. Time fucking flies and I don't even bother to look. Not like I'm choosing not to look at the clock. I just don't bother to because I'm just so immersed in something. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But when I'm like just chilling by myself and I'm like sitting there like, I wouldn't say paying attention to my phone. My phone's anywhere near me.
Right.
I'm definitely checking to see if anybody's checking up on me.
Right.
I'm looking to see if anybody's like texting me back or who I could talk to next. Or like, so really my alone time turns into me actually being with somebody else through these fucking phones. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I'm not really spending my alone time with myself. So like when I actually find time to like mix music or if I'm slacklining or like, especially slacklining, those are probably the only times I'm dolo and just really vibing. It's like meditating when I'm by myself. That's the only time I feel good alone is when I'm like meditating through certain things. You know what I mean? Because I see slacklining as a form of meditation. I see me making music as a form of meditation. I see me like, I don't know, doing clothes especially. Clothes definitely turn into meditation for me when I lose track of time and I'm not worried about anything else in the world. I'm just worried about how this stitch is gonna look for some reason. You know what I mean? So like, I've been battling the fuck out of myself when like I don't feel like doing those other things, and I don't feel like making clothes, or I don't feel like making music, or I don't feel like going slacklining. Like, how can I be comfortable with just me and my thoughts, just fucking sitting there? You know what I mean? That's definitely something I've been fucking like putting on the heavyweight boxing gloves, you would say, and fucking like battling myself out with. So like, I don't know if y'all got any tips, any advice. Y'all know where to hit me at.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm gonna need that too.
Yeah, you know where to find us. We over here kind of sad in our alone time. Straight up.
Well, I think the answer to that equation there, like the variable is that between those two things is that you're doing something. When you're looking at your phone, you looking for something. Mm-hmm. Like you're looking for a conversation, you're looking if someone responded, blah, 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 blah. When you're doing music, when you're slacklining, like your task, your thing at hand is already decided and you're doing it. You're not out here looking for something else. You're not in a state of like, what's limbo. Next? You're like, I'm here present doing this. And like, I guess you call it the flow state of this, like doing your craft. Yeah. I definitely get like that with photography, like editing photos, or when I end up working on music or reading a good book that gets me good.
Same.
And it's like, that's why, yeah, because I've definitely, you know, living alone, I've spent most of my days alone, but I'm not alone. You're right. It's a good point. Like, I after work tonight, I'm like, I'm going to come home. I'm going to put my phone down. I'm going to take a bath and watch a movie and like this really just hang out with myself tonight, like on some date night shit. I hear people talking about it. Let me just really rock it. Like halfway through this, literally checking my phone every 2 seconds, yeah. Having these conversations with people. And it's not that I don't love these people, but it's just like, they're like these. I don't, to me, like if anytime I'm conversing with someone, I don't want to call it half-assed and like it's not worth something, because it's like I love communicating with people and just like catching up. Same. But like sometimes I just have these days where it's just like, how's your day? Good, cool, how's your day? And it's like none against them, none against me. It's just like, I think just the excitement and joy of communicating with other human and just keeping in touch and feeling bad if I don't, like, is what keeps that going. But it's like I don't stop enough to like really, I literally got at least a conversation going all day. Like if I really chose to, I could sit on my phone all day, and sometimes I do. So I'm glad you brought that up. I think that's something I could focus on this week, is just kind of like really truly having some me time. Like, dude, I bring my fucking phone into the bath. Anytime I don't do that though, it's some of the best baths. Like on my runs, I'm like, I gotta listen to some music or a podcast. Nope, stop doing that. I left my whole phone home. Dude, it's a little hard at first hanging out with just yourself, but it can be nice. And even if it's not nice, going back to drifting, it's like, that's the reason we drift, because we're so preoccupied with so much shit, we don't got a chance to look at what we want to do for the day. Even like, I'll make a list of like things I want to do tomorrow, and then I'll get sidetracked with my phone or a conversation or trying to do this, trying to do that. It's like, well, I wrote the list out. I'm fucking lazy. Why didn't I follow the list? It's like, because you didn't stop and focus on it. Yeah. Bro. We get so, I don't even want to say sidetracked again, because I don't want to act like these conversations aren't meaningful, but it's like, what's the goal here? And that's the blessing and the curse of like this multi-dimensional communication device we have. It's like talking to so many motherfucking people. What a blessing, but what a curse, bro. Trying to keep up. Dude.
Trying to keep up with how you feel other people want to communicate with you is fucking hard.
Say that again.
Trying to keep up with the way somebody else wants to communicate. Damn, bro.
Like how you're assuming they want to communicate?
Yeah, trying to keep up with the way someone else wants to communicate with you is tough. When you feel like, damn, this person's probably wants to hear back from me right now. Or this person, like, maybe this is kind of urgent and they really do need an answer to this. Now you start
getting into, about like 15, 20 people.
Exactly. And now that turns into a social obligation.
Right.
Instead of you just like putting your heart out there and knowing and you want to do
genuine,
it.
Yeah, yes,
genuine.
Yeah.
Genuine. You're doing it for the betterment of both of you. Rather, you're doing it just for the betterment of them.
Right.
And then you turn back and look at yourself and like, well, I didn't do anything for my fucking self.
Right.
Like, I haven't been doing anything for myself. Everything I've been doing has been for all these other people that I truly care about and that I love.
Right.
But when am I gonna find some time to like truly take care of me and tend to myself? Because it's been a hard thing to learn, but I definitely need that. I definitely need time to like sit with myself. And it's not necessarily fucking sitting in a chair and just closing my eyes and just thinking. Sometimes it's literally me at work, completely working on something, like, I don't know, what could I say? Like casting a fucking moon or casting one of the characters, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'll be sitting there making the mold or whatever the hell, but I'll literally be going through my head and like cycling through these emails I've never checked and like cycling through shit that like, oh fuck, oh that's an answer for that. Mm-hmm. Or, oh damn, that answer came out of fucking the cold blue. Like, why did it come when I was pouring 23.6 ounces of this?
Right.
Why did that number all of a sudden trigger like this life altering fucking like stage in my life that now I can finally address and finally bring into my daily life? You know what I mean? Like, so it's that, like, I don't know. I definitely get like that when I hear people talk about meditation. And like, it's almost like intellectual vanity in a sense. Like, cause I'll like be thinking like, oh wait, I know more about the real definition of meditation than you do. When really there is no fucking real definition to meditation. It's just doing something
straight up. We've had people, people have now hijacked it and like trying to say they're better at it.
You can only do it in certain ways, but that's how we learn shit. I want to say in the West, but like, that's how we learn shit. That's how I and my fellow Bredins have learned how to like fucking do shit. It's like, you hear about it, you hear somebody else talk about it, you hear the way they do it, and that is the exact way it's done until you see somebody else that does it a different way.
Now
there's those two ways. Oh, until you try it yourself and you figure out the way it works for you, then you actually figure out how it actually factually works.
Yeah, we live in a world where the idea and the fucking goal that's not even realistic is that we all gotta be original.
Like, ain't shit about you original. Your dad and your mom, bro. Like, God up, for, put together. God, ain't shit original about you.
I'm every book I ever read. I'm every song I ever listened. I'm every movie I ever watched. Yet we act like we coming up with this shit, bro. Half the shit, not only did I learn the English language from somebody, but like half these statements and ideas and processes are like something I read, talked about enough to where it sounds like I'm talking about myself. We're not saying nothing new here, bro.
The compilations, bro. It's just one big fucking cake batter full of all kinds of shit, bro. It's vomiting on the canvas. And then whatever sticks.
I almost said like, find what works for you. But the irony too is like, this year this shit might work for me. The next year it might not.
Ooh.
So it's like, you literally just trying hats on until one fits for that season. And maybe you don't like the style no more, even though it fits.
That's probably the realest shit you ever said to me. That's real though, bro. Like, real life. Because there's been so many times when like I've felt true and secure in the position I was in, or in the life I was living, and the daily ordeals I was going through, and I was like, this, and like, this is me, bro.
Yep.
Like, I fucking owning love this it. Shit. I'm so happy. This is everything to me. And then 6 months later, I'm doing some completely other shit, and all that shit that I was happy with, all those conversations I was having, all the things that I implemented in my life at that time no longer fulfill me. And like, it's a whole list of other shit. You know what I mean? Like, how back when I was living in Fargo, going out on the weekends and fucking like just partying it up and just like seeing people, talking to people and shit like that was fulfilling as fuck to me. That was everything to me. Like, if I didn't get to like spend my weekend doing whatever the fuck I wanted, like, then I didn't have a good weekend. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But like, now it's like, fuck, the weekend comes and I just want to like fucking, I just want to draw, I just want to paint, I just want to make music, I want to hang out with my friends doing creative shit. Mm-hmm. I want to slackline. Like, there's all kinds of different shit I want to do that I never knew would be fulfilling for me back then. Like, I would have never even guessed. But like, all that old shit and like going out on the weekends and like, bro, I went out, I don't even know when the fuck, I think it was like a week or two ago. And like, just saw, I didn't even go in the club, saw the club, and like immediately just got this ugly taste in my mouth. It was like, bro, I don't want to do that. Like, I'm good on that. And I don't know why, but, and not even to say I've outgrown it, because it's not, I don't think it's a hierarchical thing like that. I think it's very, very linear. I'm just not into that anymore. Just like if somebody's not, like, they eat too many motherfucking ho-hos, bro, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden you're not in the ho-hos. Still in the hoes, but ho-hos, right. They ain't hitting. They ain't, you know? Hitting.
There's a transition period. Like, while you was talking, I was thinking about this. It's funny. I never really processed it like this, but your brain and your ego, your identity, your soul, like, everything you knew was, like, partying and living it up and whooping it up, especially in that stage. And there was a lot of emotions attached and a lot of feelings. And, like, you get drunk. Those are memories that, like, are getting embedded. And that's your operating system. That's what's exciting to you. And now when you come here and you made the statement, you're like, I like to draw and slackline and do all these arts and crafts and do all these different things. And I don't even know why. The irony is, like, our old brain and shit is, like, still thinking that partying and all these things that we used to do is the recipe to make us happy, yet we're not finding enjoyment in it physically. So it's like, with these things that we're doing now, we don't even know why we like them. We're enjoying them, but our old brain is still kind of in there being like, yeah, this stuff isn't like cool, this isn't like what we like to do. I know we're enjoying it, but like, this is new to me and shit like this.
Making your way,
you
over
catching up, bro. I think you linking up with your true, whatever you want to call it, ego, self, soul. Yeah. Like, you linking up now. And I'm glad you're owning that because you've been killing it with what you've been doing.
Well, you know, my dumbass always second guesses shit. And I'm like, fucking, oh, but do we really have a purpose?
Right. I mean? Every podcast, we go from knowing what we're doing to having the no next clue. Thing.
Yeah, exactly. And like, I don't know. I feel like I don't even know if I reached the middle ground with that. Like, I feel like I do have a true purpose, but I think it's accumulative. And I think I'm making that motherfucker up right now. I think I'm not finding the stages. I've probably always been.
I like when it starts with, I think.
I've always been in these stages, you know what I mean? Of trying to figure out what my purpose is and trying to maneuver towards my true self. And for me to say.
Is that not the purpose, though?
And for me to say that I've just finally found it and I just finally found a way to like finally like tap into my purpose would be. It just sounds wrong. I feel like I've probably always been doing that. I feel like you and I have always been tapping into our purpose.
Not giving ourselves honor.
Yeah, maybe we weren't dabbling all five fingers. Maybe we were just tapping on with one. You know what I mean? We were like, oh yeah, I'm kind of getting there, but we're still, I got all this other bullshit coming along with us, you know, baggage and shit. But then finally we're tapping on it with two, tapping on our fucking purpose with two fingers. Right. And like there's less baggage across from us. You know what I mean? And now we're sitting here fucking tapping on it with our fucking whole hand and be like, oh man, okay. Okay, I'm starting to figure it out. But really, we ain't even get close to diving in.
I think we just closer.
Exactly.
Right, bro. Yeah. And I like that. It's definitely a place of like... I like that. I had something good, but I forgot.
Look, I don't know.
Nah, that's straight up, man. It's definitely like this idea of having a goal, but like... I think just as humans, we have this ingrained yearning for... something larger, you know. It's like, especially with technology and just all the affordability that we've had and where we grew up and just what we're doing now, it's like we do take it for granted. We do look past a lot of the magical things that happen and we're kind of just always like looking for more. And it's not necessarily good, it's not necessarily bad, but it's definitely, it can lead to a place of like always looking for that and never being settled. And I don't think it really ever is either. I don't think you're ever gonna be completely settled, and I don't think you're ever gonna be completely lost.
Yeah, I think that's
a mindset.
I think that's a beautiful balance to fucking.
It's a hard one to find. You want to talk about moderation with drugs and whatever. Like, think about moderation with feelings and moderation with like happiness and yearning and goals and success. And like, man, like when I'm just sitting here hanging out with you, bro, this is what life's about. Like, if I croak tomorrow, like I'm grateful for what I've done.
Bro, truly,
but it's like, isn't it
bro.
Crazy? It takes that kind of perspective to appreciate what you've done. The idea that we might be gone tomorrow, and it's like to live each day like it's your last. That's a hard task to accomplish every day. But you know, when you can shift and a lot and make that be the you know, kind of the autopilot, at least get close to making that autopilot, which is just looking for the positives and trying to be optimistic, or even if it's bad, honoring that. I think that's kind of the goal. And just
fuck yeah.
Being present, I guess, is kind of the fuel to all
being
that.
Being present as much as you possibly can. Don't try to reach somebody else's fucking quote-unquote enlightenment.
Yeah, if you act like a Buddha, bro, you never experience nothing.
If they're doing fucking yoga 12 hours a day, bro, that's them. It's not you. If that's not you, be okay with that not being you. That's honestly, I probably brought it up like 3 million times on this damn podcast, but I had a conversation with Keys one night when you and I were both over there, and I remember him talking to me about being real. And for some reason, I was like, what is that? Like, really, like, I didn't know what that was or something, but like, I was pretty induced. And I was like, bro, what would you consider that? Like, what would you consider being real? And he broke it down to me in a lot of different ways. And I sat with it for months. Like, this was last year, sometime around February when that happened, or in March or some shit. And I'm still sitting with it today. And I've just been slowly but surely, like, figuring out who the fuck I am, if that makes sense. I've been slowly but surely figuring out who I like myself to be, rather than who I'm, quote unquote, supposed to be. Mm-hmm. And how would I enjoy looking back on myself? And how would I enjoy that reflection that I see all the time, that other people see? How can I embrace myself and also validate and embrace others that I care about to see me in a light that I want to be seen in? Because truly, it kind of comes down to that. It's the only way you're going to be satisfied is if the consensus or the majority of the people in your life see you the way you want to be seen.
That's a goal, but kind of some I will say kind of sometimes it can be unrealistic, and that's why it's important to what you said, though, which is honoring even those moments of
when it doesn't feel like
that. This isn't what I wanted everyone to see me as, but I'm this owning it and I'm accepting it, and it happened. Like you said earlier, to wrap this thing up, it's like literally no matter what you do, you did it because you wanted to do it. You don't do something. As much as I want to beat myself up for laying around all day, it's like I did not want to do it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like I wanted to do that. Was it the best thing for me? Probably not. Could I have done more? Absolutely. But I did what you always do, what you want to do.
Straight up.
And that's how can you get mad at yourself for that? That's what you wanted to do there. And sometimes you got to make sacrifices, of course. But it's like, dude, you just, no matter what you do, you divine, bro.
And sometimes that sacrifice is literally quit beating yourself up. You're doing what you wanted to do, just like you said. Sometimes that sacrifice is taking the fucking microscope off yourself.
Watch the movie.
All right, so on the next episode of Bamboozled, death.
And taxes.
Fuck the IRS. Fuck them taxes. And them PPP loans. You ain't going to catch me.
No. Hey, bro. Stay away from crypto, too.
I mean,
Nah, I knew some people that made like a million, supposedly.
Did you smack out in Doge?
I'm out, bro. We're not talking about crypto. This ain't no crypto podcast.
Nissan, fuck with me.